Greetings, my dear travelers, and welcome to another installment of the Morbid Forest Spotlight Series. This month, we have an episode from our friends, Your Horror Show. Your Horror Show is a terrifying full-cast anthology podcast, presented in pure pulpy goodness, with every tale focusing on different themic elements of the horror genre. Each episode is presented by the most fiendish fellow around, Mr. Graves. So, let's dive right in, travelers. We present to you The Leviathan.
They've stumbled onto this station. Don't attempt to adjust your device. Door creaks, wolf howls, and the terror of silence echo throughout the night. This is the program that will send chills down your spine. Step right up and listen in, because your horror show is about to begin. This will be one small step for man, and one giant step for the gorier kind. Welcome, my children of the night, to another fantastically wicked broadcast, straight from the stars, hosted by yours cruelly, Mr. Graves. Today's episode will have gun violence and grotesque demonic imagery. So as always, listener discretion is advised. Horror and space have known each other for some time, whether it be Lovecraftian, Little Green Men, or humongous humanoids. We've always wondered what lies beyond the outer reaches of our universe. Is there life on other planets? If so, are they friendly? Or does the hubris of thinking we are the greatest species make us prone to the evils of the unknown? Science and superstition meet in this interstellar tale I proudly call Leviathan.
This is Maria Windsor sending a broadcast transmission. Do you copy? This is Maria Windsor sending a broadcast transmission from the navigation satellite Leviathan. Does anyone copy? We have an emergency aboard the ship. I am the only surviving member on the vessel, and I need to be evacuated. Please copy. Please, God. Someone copy. Oh, no.
Well, this was it. I was coming face to face with the terror that I had been running from for several days. I could feel myself getting closer to it. I don't know if it was the stars or just the feeling of being in this ship alone. My memories were starting to swirl inside of me, reminding me of a time when I had hope. What does that feel like? Pull yourself together, Maria, or you are going to get killed. You need to stay calm and face this. All right. Take off the vent panel and shoot this thing. One. Two.
Three! Shit. One of the rats from the containment lab must have snuck out. Okay. Just pull yourself together. You're gonna be okay.
In truth, I wasn't sure I was going to be. I was alone, in the vastness of space with something on this ship. Something that's killed my crew. This creature has picked us off one by one. I sense its figure around me. This monster of empty space. It wanted me. But for what purpose?
The doors of the medbay have been breached. Repeat, the doors of the medbay have been breached.
Computer screen up. Bring up medbay.
Accessing medbay camera feed.
Looking at the camera feed, I could make out a shadow grabbing things from a cabinet. The figure was blurred. It obviously knows it's being filmed. I would have to find a way to incapacitate it without it seeing me. How many exits in and out of the medbay?
Two. One entrance through the main hall and one through the kitchen.
I knew what I had to do to stay alive. I had to find this thing and kill it.
Close all doors besides the two entrances. I'm going in.
All exit doors surrounding medbay are locked.
As I walked out of the control room, I thought back to the events that transpired that led me to this point. My crew and I were research workers on an interplanetary satellite dubbed Leviathan. Our mission was to try and make contact with alien life forms in distant solar systems outside of Earth's orbit. Our contract was for 5 years, in which time we would be retired from service. My crew were not so lucky. It looks like I won't be either. The corridors are barren. The lights in the hallways were destroyed. Why was this creature hunting me? I wasn't able to get a glimpse of it, but I could feel something out there. I found that when I listened long enough, I could hear it talk to me. I felt like it had a direct pathway to my mind.
Stop it! Stop it! Get out of my head!
The noises would appear sporadically, and when they did, I could see flashes. Flashes of my family, my home, the things I left before I ended up at this place. I remember the days I spent with them. My little girl smiling at me. I went away to jumpstart our lives with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. A chance to put everything behind us and start fresh. A chance that looks doomed to fail aboard this ship of nightmares. I couldn't last like this for much longer, the silence in this cold, desolate ship. Whatever was happening was starting to make me see and hear things that weren't there. I was starting to lose it. I needed to find whatever the hell this thing was. I got closer to the medbay front entrance and approached the lock. The lock panel was broken. Someone or something had smashed it. It must be looking for supplies. I held my pistol close to me and prepared to go in. Chaos. The medical bay was completely destroyed. Windows smashed. Supplies thrown across the floor. Blood near the glass. Whatever this thing was, had to be after something. Maybe this thing is hurting. I saw a blood trail leading to the other end of the room. I quietly moved to that side of the sprawling medical bay, watching my breathing as I managed to see another door in front of me had been broken into. I wasn't alone. The faintest sound began emanating from the door. I held my gun close to my chest, knowing full well that I had to keep my trigger finger ready. I might only have one shot at this, so I had to take it. I calmed myself, took a big deep breath, and...
Please, don't shoot.
Talk quickly. Who the hell are you?
My name is Jeffries. I was a part of the medical team.
Jeffries. Jeffries. Run through your Rolodex. Who is he?
I don't remember seeing your name on the flight dossier. Also, why isn't your name on your flight jacket?
Okay. I snuck aboard.
You've got 20 seconds to tell me why I shouldn't blast your brains across the wall.
Look, I know this looks bad, okay?
15 seconds!
I snuck aboard, okay? Because I needed a job. I have a family to feed, all right? I didn't kill any of these people. I know who did, though.
Show me or your target practice.
All right, all right. Follow me.
Hold up.
We are going to walk very slowly. No sudden movements and no turning around.
I promise, I didn't do anything, okay? Oh, Jesus Christ, I just...
Less talking, more walking. How far is this thing?
It's in the cargo bay.
So what is it?
Hell if I know. It stays in the shadows. I can barely get a good look at it.
How did you see it?
Ever since this commotion started, I've been sneaking around the ship, hoping to stay out of sight of security until everything calmed down. I heard some funny noises coming from the vents and under the floorboards. Finally caught a glimpse of it running from an open door. It turned its head and looked at me. It looked like one of the crew members, but something was off. Those eyes. There was nothing behind them. At that moment, I saw infinity. Thankfully, it heard voices from another part of the ship and hurried away. Are you going to put that gun away?
Not until I know for a fact that you're telling the truth, stowaway.
Look, I wasn't trying to hurt anybody, okay? My family needed money. I grabbed someone's ID on the ground and thought that would be enough for me to fake it until we landed back on Earth.
I'm sorry for your family's situation, but you will be turned over once we land. The most important thing is... Stop. Listen to me. I want you to hug the wall and stay quiet.
It's here.
Huddled up against the wall, I begin to try and control my breathing. Hearing the footsteps in the distance begin to get closer and closer. Stay calm, Maria. I was trying to avoid it. Then it started again. Flashes of my little girl, my life on Earth in our home, my husband is smiling at me. The warmth feels infinite. The cool air, the sun shining down on us.
Hey, get back here! Jeffries, get back or I'll shoot!
The voices were getting louder. It felt like something was trying to get inside my head. I had to fight it. I had to get my composure. I was seemingly back to normal, but now stuck in the same place that I had been, alone in this ship that now felt like a haunted house. I wasn't sure how much longer I could keep it together. I had lost track of Jeffries and that thing. But I knew they were both out there.
Bring up schematics of the ship.
Map schematics brought up.
The cargo bay's front door is currently locked, but it looks like there's a side panel that's been propped open. What's the quickest route to the open side panel in the cargo bay?
Nearest route is through the hypersleep chamber. A side panel vent has been propped open, which will then lead into the cargo bay.
The hypersleep chamber. I remember when we came out of that 6 months ago. We landed on a planet that was clearly uninhabitable, but several crew members managed to find artifacts left on the surface that may have brought on our demise. Once we arrived back on the ship, that's when the terror started. People disappearing mysteriously, lights flickering, screams in the distance. We thought we may find something extraordinary in the dark reaches of space, but that proved to be wishful thinking. I can't help but feel that we are being punished. I knew that I had a choice to make. I either slink back to my post and await my fate, or I face my fear and find out what's lurking further down this ship. I knew what I had to do. Jeffries,
Come out here, Jeffries.
The ship's steel echoed around me. I could feel the cold blackness enveloping me, wanting to make me one with its essence. It wanted me to stay here forever. I continued to walk down the corridor, uncertain of where this would lead me. Salvation or destruction? What was that? I could make out something running ahead of me.
Stay away from me!
Jeffries! Jeffries, stop right now! That's an order!
I began to sprint after him, knowing that something else might be after both of us.
All hail the Righteous One!
Righteous One?
You are going to make this difficult, aren't you?
Try not to hurt him too bad.
Ah, my leg!
Well, fancy seeing you again.
Stay away from me.
Why are you running? Don't you know there's something out there? You want to be another dead body on the ground?
It's here, and it's coming for all of us. I see it. He's with us.
Get a hold of yourself.
You still don't get it, do you? We are never getting off this ship alive.
Stop it! Why now? No! Why this? The pain! The pounding all through my psyche!
Get a hold of yourself. You can't lose it now. Suddenly, they were in front of me. My family. My home. My life. The life I left. Can this be real? The warmth, it feels perfect.
It wants you. It wants all of us to join them. To bring their teachings to the rest of the galaxy.
I will blow your brains out if you don't start making some sense.
I couldn't be making more sense. I was running, but everything I need is right here. Its warmth will be felt. You feel it now, don't you, Maria?
Jeffries, pull yourself together. We have to get out of here. Wait. How do you know my first name?
Just put the gun down, Maria. We don't want to hurt you.
How? How did you know my name? Stay back! Stay back or I'll shoot! Stay back, Jeffries!
Jeffries isn't here anymore.
Stay away from me or I'll pull one right in your brain!
Just like the others, I've been able to see your thoughts. I can bring your family to you. I can bring you the entire universe. Soon, all the cosmos will know infinity.
They won't believe you once I'm gone.
That's why I need to keep you alive. Don't worry. There's more than enough room for both of us in that head of yours. Don't go too far, Maria. There are so many things I want to show you.
As I ran down the corridor of this empty vessel, I started to contemplate what had happened. This thing, entity, or demon was using us. What did we find out here in this vastness of black nothingness? I had to get back to the command center and seal off the door. Even if I don't survive tonight, I have to make sure this son of a bitch doesn't either. Computer, lock the command center door.
Locking command center door.
Think, Maria. What the hell are you gonna do? You don't have much time before this thing starts trying to bust his way in.
Maria? You're just delaying the inevitable.
Thank God damn it. Computer, how long to initiate self-destruction protocols?
Once activated, self-destruction protocols will detonate in 5 minutes unless overridden.
It was now or never. If I was going to do this thing, I needed to take it all the way.
Computer, activate self-destruction protocols.
Self-destruction protocols initiated. Countdown to self-destruct in 5 minutes.
I will get through, with your help or not. You can't escape us, Maria.
That thing was right. I wouldn't be able to escape here. There's pods located in the hangar, but I would have to go out that door. I checked my ammo, and I only had a few bullets remaining.
No! 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 Get out of my head!
I could feel my mind being penetrated by this evil force. The voice was burrowing its way inside me. My limbs began to feel light. I was starting to lose control. No. Keep it together, Maria. You can't let this thing win. My body was starting to lose it. My voice then blurted out.
Computer! Open the command center door!
Command center door is open. Self-destruct sequence in 4 minutes.
Well. Better for each other if you stop trying to resist me. I think you'll find we can do great things together.
Go to hell.
I will provide everything for you. Now, give me the gun.
Don't you dare, Maria. Resist.
I said, give me the gun.
Screw you.
Give me the gun, you pathetic specimen.
Fine. Take it. With a moment of clarity, I put one in that thing's chest. I had no idea if the real Jeffries was still in there, but I couldn't take that chance. Had to find my way to the escape pod and get the hell off this ship.
Self-destruct sequence in 3 minutes.
I ran down the corridor as fast as I could, not looking back, even as I heard the ship's sirens blaring and the howls of a demonic being behind me. There was no time to dwell on what I was leaving. The only thought was survival. See the escape pod in front of me, only a few more feet away.
Self-destruct sequence in 2 minutes.
This moment felt like an eternity as I waited for the pod to open. I was too afraid to look behind me. I saw the flickering lights and the darkness just waiting to pull me back. I rushed into the pod and shut the door. I began to hear the wail coming for me. The voice cut through the blackness like a bloody knife. That creature was running down the hall at full sprint towards me. I closed my eyes as the pod began its descent from the ship. I started to breathe a sigh of relief. Was this actually over? Would my pod get enough distance to avoid the blast?
Self-destruct sequence in 10, 9, 8.
I prayed that I was far enough away when that countdown finally hit one.
Leviathan self-destruct sequence initiated.
I prayed to whatever god would listen. I could see the explosion behind me as my pod swirled into the dark reaches of space. I took a breath and looked in front of me. The voices were gone, but I still saw them. It felt so warm. It felt like home. Was this real? To be honest, I don't think I cared anymore. The feeling of bliss started to envelop me as I looked into the black void of nothingness. I could see something new emerging. The face of infinity. Can you see it too? Soon, everyone will.
What a delightful tale of cosmic terror. The pain, the suffering, the existential torment. It warms the school's heart to the bone. If only I still had a working one. This is Mr. Graves signing off from high up in the stars. Be careful out there. You'll never know what you'll see. In the clouds. We'll return with more stories of planetary dread next time on Your Horror Show. Hi, my name is Ryan Joseph Murphy, creator of Your Horror Show. I hope you enjoyed our episode, Leviathan. I want to thank our amazing voice actors, Sarah Booth and Mindu. You both were amazing, and it was a joy to work with you. I also want to thank our producers, Shardae Sellers, Gavin Michael Booth, Jonathan Graves, and Audiotorium. Last but not least, our incredible editor slash sound designer, Brad Colebrook. As of right now, this show is running on blood, sweat, and passion to tell the best immersive scary stories that we can. If you enjoyed this episode and want to help us make more, consider donating to our Patreon. We'll be providing exclusive content there, including new stories in the coming months that I promise you, you won't want to miss. If you don't have the funds to subscribe, then all we ask is to please rate and review our show to help others find us easier. We would also love to connect with you via social media. You can find us on all socials at Your Horror Show. Until our next episode, sweet dreams.